Good afternoon and welcome to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy and I'm joined as usual by my co-host and fellow compadre, Mr. Mikey Kubik. Good afternoon, Michael.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joseph.
Michael, let us begin as we always do with a prayer. We'll do our prayer to St. Michael. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a couple of degrees to get out of the way here, Michael. Keep it's our always, state deputy and...
And it's always nice to bring a night in before Christmas.
There you go. That's K-N-I-G-H-T.
That's K-N-I-G-H-T.
I got you. All right. On Tuesday, January the 7th of 2020, an admission or first degree will be conducted by St. Joseph Council 6353. They're located at 2935 Kingston Road in East York. Candidates should arrive no later than 5:45, and the degree is to begin at 6. And on Wednesday, January the 8th, 2020, that seems funny saying that, doesn't it?
Yes.
A first degree will be conducted by St. Patrick Council, 11872. They're located at 219 Beaver Street in York. Candidates should arrive no later than 6:30, and the degree is to begin at 7 o'clock. And you have some stuff you want to get into a little bit, and then we have... two very nice young ladies here that we have as guests today. We'll get into that in just a minute.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention something with the degrees coming up. There will be a new combined degree, and that will be coming out in January. We will hopefully, once all the documentation is available, you'll start to see it in your DDs will be getting the word, and it'll filter down.
Okay.
Yeah, and I like the degree. I'm just letting everybody know now. I kind of think it's pretty good. I know there's going to be, you know, as we are as knights and as we are as human beings, change is tough to accept sometimes. So it's going to be a little bit different, and I know some guys are going to be complaining about it. But I think all in all, it's good for the order, and
yeah.
Things have to change.
The transitioning, it's going to take some time to change
it
over,
does.
But yeah.
Everything does. So, you know, say a prayer or two, work it out, it'll happen. These two young ladies, I actually met them. I was going to a Senate committee hearing, and they were also going to be there. But we met before the meeting actually started, because you know how it is in downtown Harrisburg trying to park.
Oh, yeah.
So they have the new meters. So I'm there, and I'm trying to figure out what to do, because I hadn't been down there since they have the new meters in. The cost is,
prohibitive?
I think it's exorbitant,
yeah.
Only because of the fact that if you don't have a credit card on you to pay for it, I think it was $3 an hour. I think it is. So you're putting in quarters. Well, you know, that's 12 quarters.
How many quarters do I have? Yeah.
So what happened was these two young ladies were there, and I was there first, and I couldn't get the thing to work because I was trying to read and figure out what I was supposed to do. So they knew what to do. So they went ahead, and mom put the credit card in. Sarah gave me some advice on how to work it out with my credit card. Unfortunately, it would not read my credit card. And I don't know why I walked up the next block, tried it up there. It didn't work. So we had a little conversation there, and it ended up we were going to the same committee meeting. So luckily for all of us, we got it done. I ended up going through and using every quarter I could find, and I got exactly 1 hour's worth because I only had $3 in quarters.
Oh, no.
I got to go in, and like I said, I got to meet them first. And then when we get in there, the two of them were sitting there, which was good for all of us because the room really got packed toward the end. So in the beginning, if you got a seat, thank God, because after that, it was standing room only. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce Carol, and that's the mom, and her daughter, Sarah. And so, how are you?
You doing good?
All right. As most people, and you know, this is the greatest fear for most people is speaking in public. And I think when we talk on the radio, we think of it being public, and it's really not, because we're just a group of four here. And so we don't want you to be nervous, Sarah, but we do want to know a little bit about you. Want to give us some information?
My name is Sarah Nye. I have Down syndrome. I have an extra chromosome, but let me tell you about myself. I am just like most teenagers. I am now 16 years old. I live in Homestown near Hershey, PA, with my dad, mom, and our dog, Mark. I homeschool now. My mom is the teacher. My dad is the principal. I learn many things We raise butterflies. I have to do chores, exercise, and do my math and my reading. I love raising butterflies. My family does living history demonstrations, like making butter and colorful stars. We also do old-time camping. I love making dinosaurs on my school iPad. I did M&A Heart, Hand Care, and many others. I also like to do playing Minecraft, Xbox, ice skating to music, samba and dancing, and piano. When I get older, I would like a job, my own apartment, and get to married and get to have a dog. I do not want to live with my mom and my dad when I get older.
That's pretty true of all of us. I don't think I wanted to live at home either. I think that's why I went in the military. So that's pretty typical, Sarah. I think all of us want to leave home as we get older. Go ahead. What kind of job do you want?
I submitted an application to be a Down syndrome ambassador for the National Down syndrome Society. I was accepted. My job is to build a relationship with the selected officers at the federal, state, and local level of government. I am raise awareness, educate, and advocate for the Down syndrome community. I love to talk to patients and meet new people, so this job is perfect for me. In October, I met with my rep, Scott Perry, Senator Tomita Aide, Courtney, and Michael Quinn McCormick from Senator Casey's office. I asked them to report the bills that are in Congress that relate to Down syndrome. For example, Meredith Dobbs Edible Adjustment Act. At the state level, I went to the state capitol.
Where we met Mike, right?
Yep, and the number in the Senate community was voting on the Down syndrome Protection Act. If I make many phone calls and send many emails to my elected officers asking for their support on bills in Congress. I am enjoying my new role.
Wow, you're a busy young lady.
Yes.
I'll tell you, Joseph, it's amazing. Most of us don't get to talk to our senators or congressmen. I mean, you might get to meet him once or twice in your lifetime. Unless, I know Mike Reagan happens to go to our gym, so I see him at the gym. But don't ask naturally. I don't go up to him and say, hey, how about this bill? I mean, you just don't do that. But Sarah's actually involved directly with people who are making decisions for us, on behalf of us, at the state capitol. And I think that's really something amazing, Sarah. And I mean, you're a young lady. I mean, 16, to be able to do that is really something else, because most people, like I said, don't get to do that, even at our age. And, yeah, you know, well, Joe and I are in our 70s.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. But I would like to ask Sarah, because she said she's being homeschooled, mom is her teacher. And when you get all done with your lessons, and then you're going to sit down and do emails to these people, right? This is after your schoolwork is done. You're doing all of the emailing to your senators and congressmen or whatever. Wow.
Mom has an agenda that I need to do my math, reading, PA does. I'm learning about that. Art and social skills, my life skills, or like if we're doing laundry. My husband go down because I'm too afraid going down in the basement. So.
No, I understand.
Sure. So I do that. I sort the clothes, Jesus, sleeping, and feed the dog too. Because our dog is 10 now. She's Black Doberman.
German Shepherd, Chocolate Lab Mix.
Oh, wow, that's a pretty good-sized puppy dog.
Yeah, so she was small when her dad, they have dropped Mo, and then Mo eats all the four. All the four is hard as rock, so she ate it.
Oh, when she was a puppy.
But now she's getting bigger. Now she's my big Mo.
Oh, no.
you have a full life there between taking care of the dog, doing your schoolwork, which is very commendable. I'm glad you're getting schooled and doing a good job. And because I think we have to prepare for our
now
life.
Now I am reading Leia House and Perry, and now I skipped that one to their house on a big wood.
All right.
So we are trying to finish that. But
oh, you'll get it done. You'll finish it. Trust me on that.
It's in, if we go to Horsey Library, we got the book.
Mm-hmm.
So we, I saw the movie of it, and now it's back to the library now. Yep.
And now, will you get some downtime from being homeschooled and doing your ambassador stuff over the Christmas and New Year's holidays? You'll have some time to yourself, I hope?
Yep.
Well, we'll see.
Hey!
That sounds like a lot of work there.
I can tell.
Sounds like a lot of work. Are you ready for Christmas?
Yeah. I met Santa Claus at the hotel.
Masonic Village in Elizabethtown.
We are trying to eat there for breakfast, but the line is too long that we can't eat. So I met Santa Claus and I got a big donut. And so I get my letter to Santa Claus that Santa has to read my list.
Oh, you gotta have that list.
Oh, yeah.
She made sure she gave him a list, told him.
That's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. You gotta keep the guy in a red suit happy so he brings stuff down the chimney, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we do have a chimney, but it's closed, so.
You don't want them coming down that.
No, that wouldn't be good.
Get stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
I every year I work at a children's Christmas party for underprivileged children.
Oh,
and it is. It's a lot of fun. It gets me in a Christmas spirit. And on top of that, I always grab one or two of the young people before they see Santa, and I remind them that I would appreciate greatly if they told Santa that Mike would like a Lamborghini for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And I've been saying that now for about 30 years, and I'm still waiting for that Lamborghini.
It's a very expensive
car.
Yeah,
it's a real expensive car. It's a really neat looking
car. It's just a real fancy sports car. That's what he wants for Christmas.
Yeah, I never get it. And I've tried to take up collections, everything, but I'm just not getting it. Santa's just, I don't know. I guess he figures I'm too naughty and I don't deserve it. That can happen. You know,
yeah,
I mean, let's face it.
Yeah. What? The music is starting in my ears.
All right,
we're
Joseph.
Getting close. We'll be back right after these messages. Welcome back to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy, and I'm along with Mike Jakubik, and we have two guests. We have Sarah and her mom, and Sarah is a ambassador for Down Syndrome.
Yes, and doing a fantastic job.
Other things, and homeschool, and the whole nine yards. And we're going to throw a couple of questions at mom. Michael?
Yeah, when I first met you, Carol, I mean, it was at the Senate Committee Room.
Correct.
And it was before about a bill that came up from the House, and they were going to continue on into the Senate. Do you have an update on where we're at with that and how everything looks?
As far as I know, it passed the Senate, and it was sent to the governor's office, but he vetoed it.
He did.
It was disappointing, but he, I think, sent something out that he, as far as I read, that he will not support any pro-life bills. When we were at the committee hearing, it was very encouraging, the amount of representatives, or the senators, that did vote for the bill. It, as a mother, it was kind of hard to sit there and listen to some of the senators asking questions that were not, that voted against the bill then. Especially there was a senator that asked how much it costs to have a child with Down syndrome.
Probably the same as it costs to have a kid that doesn't have Down syndrome. From the time they're born to the time they finish 4 years of college, if mom and dad's taking that money out of pocket, you're talking about $500,000.
Well,
easy.
She was talking about that they would need services.
Yes. It's going to cost. But it's
right.
Like, you know, we got to take care of our own. That's the bottom line. We take care of our own.
That was hard to hear, mm-hmm. that there was a monetary amount on a child's life. And that's why it's okay for a doctor. I think there was a woman, it might have been Representative Clink from the house.
Yeah,
I'm not saying her name correctly.
I think that's what it was. She came actually to speak, right?
Right.
She was that thing.
I think she was the one that said that when she got the diagnosis, the doctor said that he can take care of it for her. That's disappointing. That I was hoping this Protection Act would at least encourage the doctors to give better current information about children with Down syndrome, adults with Down syndrome, to a perspective.
That's me.
Yeah, that's you.
That is you. You know what? We love you dearly. Mom and Dad, you know, just sitting here talking to you, I could just squeeze you like you were my own little granddaughter. You're just so well-spoken and such a very nice young lady.
I think that's one of the problems that that we have, and that's why pro-life is so important from conception. And life is important from conception all the way until a natural death. And I think it's a shame that, I guess it's twofold. I mean, first of all, I'm really happy that we have so many members of the House of Representatives and members of the Senate that feel that life is important. It's also a shame to think that we have so many that don't. And it's a real shame that our governor, when he gets a bill that's already been approved by both houses, and then he uses his power to veto it, knowing that it's so extremely difficult to get two-thirds majority anywhere to do anything to override a veto. And that's really a shame. And I think the problem is we start to break people into not being people. We say, okay, if you have Down syndrome, you're not as worthy as someone else. If you have any kind of mental or physical, any disability, you're not worth as much as anyone else. And that's really a heartbreaking, and it's a shame. It truly is. I mean, if people got to meet Sarah, they would be amazed that she, and I amazed is a bad word, I guess, because really and truly, she's just a normal 16-year-old girl.
That's it.
There is no difference between Sarah and any other 16-year-old girl.
I think that's what people don't understand when they get the diagnosis. If they're not given current and up-to-date information, they think about when they were young and where the children were. That for myself, Sarah was born before we got the diagnosis. So I was scared when she was first born. All I thought was of what I knew as a young
sure,
girl in school.
Sure.
Well, you didn't see the children, and I was afraid for her. But I kind of researched things. I went to the National Down Syndrome Convention that year when Sarah was only about 6 months old. Met some amazing young adults with Down syndrome, and that really gave me hope. I realized that her life was definitely worth living. There's some amazing people out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people just need to see that and hear about that more, because they will realize that definitely Sarah is just like most teenagers, as you saw, doing the Minecraft, doing...
She's looking at kids. Sarah has some prepared notes here.
She's checking them out because she wants to make sure.
She wants, about her ice skating and...
I don't think there's a difference. I think if you really and truly listen to the first part of the show and the first segment, Sarah has dreams and aspirations is the same as anybody else would. I mean, she wants a job. Like most teenagers, she wants to get away from mom and dad. I mean, that's number one in every teenager's mind. And Sarah's asking to do the same thing. I was watching I think the young man worked at McDonald's. And when I say young man, I mean, I know a lot of times people say, oh, you're being condescending. No, I'm just being, because the fact that I'm 70, Joe's 70, everybody 50 and less is very young looking and extremely young looking. And this young man, he worked at McDonald's for 30 some years. And he just retired.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've never seen the article.
It was amazing because I don't know what else you can expect from anybody, to have a good job, do what he's supposed to do, and then we get people saying, well, you don't deserve the opportunity to live just because it's going to cost a couple of extra bucks up front. But if you're a productive citizen, it doesn't really matter. We make that money up in taxes over the long run, and we always will. So I think that's what we're trying to do here today is let everyone know that this is why the Knights of Columbus and almost every religious organization that I know is pro-life. And that's the reason, because life is important. And it's something that we have. I mean, when you really think about it, the day we're looking at commemorating the birth of our Lord on Wednesday, if you think about it, Mary was an unwed mother to start with, and she could have said, I don't want this. But it wasn't this. It's a child. And
thinking Joseph could have said.
Yeah, no way, Jose. I'm not into this, and I'm not taking any part of it.
We're in 2020, but back in Bethlehem when our Lord was born, I mean, you have to realize what was going on. That what's the word I'm looking for? The dynamics were the same, you know, unwed mother and stuff that you would talk about today.
Yeah, because, I mean, in those days, it was a reason to be thrown out of the town and everything mm-hmm. else. Your family sure. wouldn't accept you. So I think that's one of the things that makes this so important. We're supposed to be more sophisticated, and yet 2,000 years later, we're still talking about not allowing young people to live.
Did I hear her say earlier that she likes to ice skate?
Yeah.
Where do you ice skate? Over at Hershey's?
It's actually the arena.
So, over at the Hershey Arena?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
And my family does demonstrations.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do butter, custards, what's the name for it?
Well, Daddy does different things, making shoes.
Okay.
But we call it old-time camping, but we camp before the time period
it's
of 1840.
It's actually Maine and... Maryland, sometime.
Yeah, we go all over with canvas tents and cook
over
the fire.
Oh, wow, that's kind of like the Civil War reenactors do down at Gettysburg, only you'd be before that period of time.
Yeah, we're before that time, so we don't we don't have any oil lamps. We have candle
and,
lamps.
And I do play piano days on Mondays. Sometimes I do ice skating and piano lessons, so I have two...
And you keep busy.
But I do like G. This is my G one, F, E, D, and C.
Wow.
Right. Yeah, I funny, well, you're too young, but 40 years ago I could have used you, Sarah. My wife took me ice skating first time. I was never on ice skates. Excuse me. And I got out, and we were doing it on a lake. We weren't doing it, you know, in a rink. We were actually on frozen water. And I kind of got out toward, away from where I could hold on to anything, like a tree trunk or anything else. And these young kids kind of pushed me out there, and I couldn't get back. Because I could stand on the skates, but if I picked the one leg up to try to push off, I'd fall down. And I didn't want to fall down, so I'm just standing there in the middle of this lake. And then finally my wife saw me. She came over and she pulled me back to the shore in safety. So I can't ice skate. I think I tried it one other time, and we did it in a rink. And there I, you know, held on to the safety of the sides.
Yeah, ice skating I can do. I can't get the roller skating. I can't do that. I have a pair of figure skates. I occasionally will go over to Hershey Arena. There used to be, what was it called, Twin Ponds or something around here.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone there already for, you know, a couple hours in an evening and gone skating by myself. But roller skating, no, I'll kill myself. I'd be like Michael on the ice skate. Yeah.
Well, now, I mean, as we get older, you really get scared of falling. I mean, I walk like a penguin. Coming out, going to the car in the morning because I'm so scared of falling down on ice, you know. And mm-hmm. if it's shiny at all, you know, I'm scared to death. And I really take my time.
Where at?
Oh, anywhere. Like I'll tell you the truth. I fell last year, mm-hmm. and December 31st, my wife and I were going to have Chinese food. For supper.
Yummy.
And yeah, it was. And when I eat Chinese food, I like to have mandarin oranges.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, do we have any mandarin oranges? And Alexa says, no, we don't. And I said, well, I'll go out and get it. So I go to the store, and you know how they have the crosswalks painted?
Yeah.
The paint was extremely slippery. And if you remember, well, most people won't, but I do. At December 31st last year, it was raining very hard.
Yep.
And I guess I hit an oil spot on the paint. And my right leg went back, and when I tried to catch myself, my left leg went back, and I fell directly on my knees. So I didn't think anything of it, and I go to get the Chinese food. I got the mandarin oranges, naturally. I go to get the Chinese food, and I'm sitting there waiting for my order to come, and I look at my knee, And I'm thinking, I never had a protrusion out 3 inches from my knee like that. So the next thing you know, I tried to call doctors. I ended up going to the emergency room. They took x-rays. Thank God everything was okay. Had a sore and swollen knee for quite a while. But
way to start the new year.
Yeah, and the thing is
you go, ho, ho, ho.
There it is.
All right, we're going to wrap things up. Sarah, I want to wish you and your mom a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and I want to thank you very much for coming in and sharing your story with us today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for having us.
You're more than welcome. With that, along with Mikey Kubik, I'm Joe Murphy. Thank you for listening, and God bless.